Daf Horios, Daf Beis, Omid Aleph. Horu Bezin Lavor Alachas Michol Mitzvah Samus Mitzvah. If Bezin Paskins, so that a person that the Tzibur should be over on one of the Mitzvah Samus Mitzvah, the classic example of the Tzibur Mitzvah is Chelif. Bezin Paskins.
Should be over or can be over?
Or can be over, can be over. And the classic example of the entire Mitzvah that involves Chelif. Bezin Paskins, that Chelif is Mutter. Chelif is Isser Kores.
Why is it
chaylev? Because chaylev is, I guess, food. Just an example. You have a case of arayos. Any example where a person would be chayev kavan chatos if he did the aver b'shegeik. So here, bezin paskin, let's just say for a very simple example, it's a very complicated issue, even the halacha ma'aseh b'zman hazeh, chaylev. Chaylev is mutter. Or a particular piece of chaylev. It's very complicated. Rabbi Belsky used to always find problems. We went to go inspect factories, shlachtois places, where they would not chaybring correctly. It's a very, very big skill to know exactly what chaylev is aser and what chaylev is mutter. And you need very, very highly trained people in
slurvas,
menake. Okay, you need very highly trained people to know exactly how to traver, how to remove the chaylev. What?
Somewhere there was a rav here, Rav Shimon Miller, out of the rav, he was one of the biggest
experts in chaylev.
Oh, yeah. So this I actually knew him.
Wow. Okay, so this is over here a very big issue. Here, Bezin Paskin, a certain piece of fat is mutter, and the Olam followed their decision and they ate chaylev. And the Gemara is going to say that if the majority of Klal Yisrael eats chaylev according to the Pesach of Bezin, and then Bezin realizes that they made a mistake, so the halach is that the individuals do not bring a carbon chatas, but instead the Bezin, they bring the carbon chatas. And they don't bring an ordinary carbon chatas, they bring a special carbon chatas whose blood is brought. His brother is born in the sprinkle of the kapores, sprinkle of the mizbech hazav, and
the yikro.
Right. This par helam davar shel tzibur. So this is saying par helam davar shel tzibur. On the normal circumstance, if an individual eats chaylev, he means carbon chatas. What is the chatas? It's a kivsa or a seira. It's a female goat or a female sheep. And it's brought on the mizbeach hachitzain. But if the majority of Klal Yisrael does an aver for which there is a chiyuv chatos through the psak of bezin, the individuals do not bring private korbanos. Instead, the bezin brings a special korban chatos. They do not bring a female goat. They bring an ayel. They bring a ram, a whole different animal.
Individual brings a female.
A female. Kivsa or a seer. They bring a zachar ayel, a ram. They bring a male animal, and that animal, the blood is sprinkled on the poreches, and on the mizbeach hazav. So, and also another very important halach is that you don't have to have the majority of klali. So all you need is the majority of a shevet. The majority of a shevet is enough. If
one,
you know,
shevet.
One shevet. A majority of one shevet. So therefore, the nasi for that one shevet. I think the Nasi of that one Shevet, they are responsible. And the Bezin of that Nasi, the Bezin of that Shevet, they go and they go to the Beis Hamikdash, and the Kohen Gadol brings on their behalf a par helam davar shel tzibur. So here we go into all the...
Forgotten.
Right. That's what it means. It's a par. It's not a par, right? That's the Kohen Gadol. We have to get that into more detail later on. But later on, let's just go to the very, very basics.
You said a rove of a shevet.
Yes.
In contrast to...
You don't need a rove of all
12 shvatim. Klal,
exactly.
What happens if a rove of all 12 shvatim?
Same thing.
So it depends
upon who made the decision. If it was a decision for Klal Yisrael, then... I think if it was a decision for Klal Yisrael, you need the majority of Klal Yisrael. But let's say you have a bez, you have a shevet, and the whole shevet is totally in the sheet of their dayanim, and their dayanim paskin that it's mutter, and only that shevet acts, so then also the same halakos would apply for that particular shevet. But in a chanav, let's say it was a decision that came from the Lishka Sargozis for the entire Klal Yisrael, then in a chanav, you would need the majority of Klal Yisrael. And this is, okay, that's a separate issue, the technical issue. I believe that will be discussed in the Gemara later on. Only 13 daf from this himself, I think. But right now, all the daf, by the way, you should know over here, Mamash are double the size. Each daf over here is double, triple the size of normal daf, so I don't know how much we're going to be able to do.
I just wanted to see is
yeah.
that all the clients are all of a shevet, and we had, is it one, I'm just trying to visualize it, one piece, and we're talking about a chatich, or just a general idea?
General idea.
How you have to do trebring, they gave the wrong information.
Right. No, there is no badass. There is no badass on, I don't have it here, at least. There might be one. We don't have, right here. We took it all the Gemaras. We raided the Gemaras. There's probably no one over there. I think probably we donated. Okay. Okay. No, that doesn't have. It's only for bizarre. The next one, maybe is that one. Is that a Harius? Yes, here's Harius. Here. Okay, so therefore that's the issue over here. Okay, so let's say okay, that was a little bit hagdama. Now we're going to come on the Mishnah. Hayu bezin la'avar al-achas mikol the first staff. That bezin al.
Yeah.
Fourth time we're doing over here, right? They got Beis, Amud, Aleph, Hayru, Bezdin, La'avar, Alach, Asim, Kol, Mitzvahis, Tamunis, Mutavu, Halach, Hayachar, Yosef, Yosef, Shreig, LPM. Now,
so Bezdin, they be over one of the Mitzvahs.
The word Hayru is a very,
says in the
very powerful word. The Gemara is going to dwell upon the word Hayru in the entire first Amud. Hayru means they rendered a decision. They mamish told the people, they made an announcement. It's Mutter, and they told them to do it. Go ahead, do it. It's permitted if you want to do it. Hayru, it's not just theoretically. It was something which was actually rendered as this is permitted. La'avar al-achas mikol mitzvahis famuroi spata. We're referring specifically to a chayv for which there is kares when it's done b'mezid, which means that when it's done b'shoigeg, there's a carbon chatas for an individual. V'holach hayochid. Now, an individual, he was alone, he went out. V'osa, it says here in the Mishnah, two expressions. Shoigeg or al pihen. Now the question that the Gemara is going to be, is this one expression or is this two separate expressions? It says shoigeg al pihem. So let's leave that for a few moments. Just keep that in mind. That's what he did. This is what the individual did. And now the Mishnah goes on to give more details. Bein sha'asu va'asu imahen. Whether sha'asu means the entire Klal Yisrael. Everyone, the asa imohen, and the individual also did it. Bein she'asu, the asa achar rehen, they did it, and he did it afterwards. No, it's not at the same time.
Okay.
Right. And we'll see over here. Rashi is bein she'asu. The second line, one Rashi bein she'asu bezin the asa yachad imohen kugon shachel dam eichel of imohen together. They were eating a meal. He was sitting there in the bezin and they were eating well, and he ate together with the bezin, the ones who rendered the decision. Bein sha'asu, next was a Rashi. Bein sha'asu v'yos acharehem v'zeh acharzeh. They finished their meal, and then how big the bezin is? Let's assume that it's a lishka sagar. Let's assume that it's a lishka gazis. 23 bezin, 23. And we're going to see, because a lot of details have to be ironed out over here. There's a lot going on. Let's just read through the words first. Bein shaloi asu, let's say they did not do so. Big l'chidish. In other words, bezin issued a decision that it's permitted. It's permitted, but they did not do it. They were busy. They had other things to do that day. They were fasting that day. The asa, but the individual who was there, who heard the decision, he was hungry, so he went immediately and he ate from the chalef. So in all of these examples we learned over here, potter, the individual is exempt from bringing a private carbon chatos. Because since the entire Klal Yisrael followed the decision of Bezdin, and Bezin anyway will have to bring a carbon for the tzibur, they bring a par, hel and dover shel tzibur. So this individual does not have to bring a private carbon because he is absorbed within the tzibur. Why? Bibnei shetola bebez. Now what's the chiddush? The chiddush is over here. The person really was acting alone. That's exactly what the moral here wants is going to emphasize. Now let's explain. If the person over here is just an ordinary person, and he gets a text message that Bezin Paskin, that chelim is mutter, or a particular part of an animal, there's a certain chunk of the animal, and there's a very big dilemma: is this chelev, or is this shuman? And he gets a message that Bezin Paskin that it was shuman. And he followed what it said, like everyone else in Klal Yisrael, and he ate. So of course, there's no chiddush. Of course, he's not going to bring a carbon chatos. He's going to be part of the Klal, who is going to be included in the par helam davar shel tziba. But here we're dealing with a different situation. We're dealing with a person over here who's a wise guy. And the way we describe it as a wise guy is we use the words of your shoigeg, the osa shoigeg al pihem. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what that means. Basically, what it means is that he's not doing it because they pass it. Because he knows that they're wrong. That's what the Gemara is going to try to bring out. He knows this individual is a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he is absolutely certain that the Beis Din has made a mistake.
Talking about the beginning of the Mishnah.
Beginning of the Mishnah. That's the point we want to make over here. So there was the whole Klal Yisrael did it because they don't know the difference. They don't know anything. So the Beis Din says it's mutter. Finish. That's the bottom line. This individual is a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He has a Messiah. He knows the ideas, and he knows clear as day that Beis Din has made a mistake. He knows that. He just knows in his mind they made a mistake. So if he knows they made a mistake, what are you going ahead and going and eating chela? If Beis Din says that it's mutter and you know they made a mistake, you don't. The Gemara is saying a very chiddush is you shouldn't just follow the psak of Beis Din when you know the Beis Din made a mistake. So the answer is, so it says here in the Mishnah, he did it shoygeik al piyah, which can mean one of two things. Let's assume now for a few moments he made a mistake in the halacha. And he thought that if Beis Din tells you something is mutter, when really it's aser, you're still mechuyev to listen to Beis Din, you're still mechuyev to follow. Now that's wrong. That's shemayim chiddush. Because we're brought up with a generation where you don't question Das Torah. When Das Torah tells you to do something, you don't question. So over here we have a situation, it's a very, very difficult thing to digest. What is the Hechatim? So you have to know exactly what the situation is, not just Tam. That's the only thing which are gray area matters. Let's deal with something which is clear, black and white. Beis Din said it's mutter. And it's black and white in this person's eyes that Beis Din made a mistake. But he thought, and listen, if Beis Din says that it's mutter, even though to me it's when they have made a mistake, that 100% they made a mistake, it doesn't matter. The Torah told me to follow the Pesach of Beis Din no matter what. Exactly. But that's only by Zok and Mamre. It gets very scary when you draw the line. That is only on matters that are not absolute, that are not explicit, black and white in the Shulchan Aruch. That's only true.
What is he doing wrong?
So he's doing wrong is that that's not true. You don't go follow Beis Din when Beis Din makes a clear mistake in the pasuk in the Torah or something which is a clear Messiah. That's what it says in the first line. That's the Gemara. That's the first line in the Gemara. And the next staff, the Gemara says, the Gemara, you have to see the Tani, the first line is, he made a mistake. Where does the Gemara say this? That's the Gemara's belief of people. The Gemara's going to come to that. That's the Gemara's maskana.
A basic question over here. You tell me about that Rav of Klai Yisrael. The Mishnah says, Yachid v'asu shayit. It doesn't say anything in the Mishnah over here about Rav of Klai Yisrael.
Because that's the point of it. The Beis Din Paskin. And going in the case where Beis Din Paskin, it's a given in the Mishnah, the entire Klai Yisrael acted upon the Pesach of the Beis Din.
I understand that. I hear exactly what you're saying, but I just not mash anywhere in the Mishnah that's
okay,
what you need as a prerequisite.
Yes. That is exactly what's happening. I know it's the chiddush. Yes, but the Gemara, to be clear in the Gemara, that's the case. The case is Beis Din paskin something is mutter. Our example is clear is mutter, and the majority of Klal Yisrael acted on the Pesach of Beis Din. And then there is a single person in Klal Yisrael who knows the fact that Beis Din has made a mistake, and he anyway, if the whole Klal Yisrael is eating this thing that is which is really chaylev, you know, I'll also have a good meal. I'll also eat the chaylev.
If you know, I've seen that people have the best, and said so, they would overrule
it. What? It doesn't matter. He knows as a fact that they're wrong.
That's the chiddush.
No. See, that halach achrei rabin is only in something which is not explicit in the Torah. It's a svara. There's a question.
So you're telling me that you have the chief Beis Din here, 23, yes. The biggest Talmid Chachamim in the world.
This
and they don't
theoretical
know
Gemara. No, it's not
in
that
Pasuk. They don't know Pasuk in the Torah.
It's not so clear. That's why it's a very hard mistake. Everyone knows Chelev is Aser. But there are many parts of the animal which have Chelev. Okay, before we discuss it,
you have to know what's considered
Chelev. What's Chelev? So everyone knows Chelev is Aser. But in the animal, there are many different types of Chelev. And there's certain Chelev which the Olam was not accustomed to eating. And it was a very big issue. And Beis Din paskins that this piece of chaylev is mutter. And the truth is, there is a clear mesorah that this piece of chaylev, this section of the animal which has chaylev, is aser. For some strange reason, right, which we do not understand, Beis Din made a mistake. And they made a mistake. They gave out a psak. Went to the entire klal Yisrael, all the kashrus organizations. They matter. And within a very short amount of time, the majority of klal Yisrael was eating this piece of fat, which Beis Din paskin by mistake is mutter. There was one person who was a mumcha who knew chaylev inside out, and he knew that Beis Din made a mistake. And he said, listen, follow the masses.
Go with the flow. So what does the term mean? Even if they say left is right.
That's only on matters, only on matters. Okay, I don't know the answer. You're asking a very good question, I don't know the answer. Very difficult question as far as harm is concerned. I don't know, it's way over my head. I don't know.
But let's go. Don't they have a tremendous shout in the Shemaya Bezna?
I don't know the answer to that either. I don't know. Yes, good questions. I don't know the answer. You're way over my head. Let's just try to figure out a little bit what we have over here in front of us. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling tremendous chiddush. And this individual, he made a mistake. But his mistake was not like the mistake of the rest of Klal Yisrael. The rest of Klal Yisrael, their mistake was because they listened to whatever Bezin told them to do. They didn't know better. He knows better. So what are you doing? Oh, you know what I'm doing? He's Shoigeg Al Pihan. Because if Bezin says it's mutter, no, it's mutter. It's like what you said, it's mutter. Bezin says it's mutter, even though I know really it's Osir. So it says here in the Mishnah that guess what? In such case, this case, he's also potter. Even in this case, when he made this type of mistake, he's going to be potter. Memnei shetola bebezdin. Okay? Because he was tola bebezdin, and that is going to be enough. Rashi says, potter. Milahavi, look at Rashi, it's his first small line. Potter milahavi kispa usir. He's potter from being a private karmakatas. Hoil vetola bebezdin viosa alpihem. He did what he told him to do. And that's why it's going to be good enough. Even
what's
though,
the next case?
Next part of the Mishnah says, let's say, Bezdin, Paskind, the Yoda, Echad Mehem Shatahu, one of them, no, they made a mistake. Oy Talmud, who Roy Lohoira, the Holach, and he went, the Asa Al Pihen, and he did like what they said to do, Bein Sha'asu, well, they did the Asa Imohen. Bein she'osu ve'osa acharehen. Bein she'loi osu, they did not do. Ve'osa harei zechayiv. B'nei she'loi tola bebezdin. Now, what does that mean? It means that he, not like he didn't make a mistake, like I told you before, that, it says in the Torah, lo yosu akol asher yom ucho yomin usmol. He knows that that's not an excuse. He knows good and well. I know, the bottom line is, I know, Bezdin made a mistake.
Sounds like amazing.
And I know. No, it's not amazing. I forgot. Holach v'os al pien. V'os al pien of Rashi. It says, let's see. Haru bezim v'yim bezim shto. Okay, let's see what it says of Rashi. It says, Haru bezim v'yod echem v'yim bezim. Someone from the bezim. Rashi is coming in to make such a decision. You have to be from the bezim in this case.
Oh, it's not the layman. Not just the layman,
exactly. Now, he doesn't send before. It doesn't say that before anymore, right? An individual. Okay, oi, Tom, that's the difference. Okay, that is the difference. In the first case, there's an individual. He's part of the community.
Yeah.
So you're part of the community, you get swept away. Listen, if the Bezin says what to
it
do, you
Talmud
don't...
Also. Talmud also.
No, before he didn't say Talmud. Before, in the first... That means even though you're not part of the Bezin, you're part of the Bezin. A Talmud is also a chelik of the Bezin. Oh. So therefore, a Talmud, a Roy L'Horov HaHalach, Oysa Echad, Oysa Talmud, Oysa Al Piyam, Shetob in Mitzvahs L'Shmoya Divrei Chachamim, Kinefarish B'Gemara. So here's how we made that mistake. I'm getting all mixed up over here. Harei Zechayi B'Mnei Shaloi Tolab Mamish B'Bezin. It's not Tolab Mamish. Rashi over here is really very schwer. In Mamish B'Bezin, Shor Yodea Shetob, Amin B'Gemara Ha'isa, Mipi Atzmai Chayi B'Hoiras Bezin Potter. So here, since you know that you're not allowed, you're part of the Bezdin, so you know good and well that Bezdin, you're part of the Bezdin, and you know that Bezdin is making a mistake, and now you anyway eat from the Shelev, in this case you cannot say that my mistake was all based upon the Bezdin, because since here you're part of the Bezdin, or you're a Talmud in the Bezdin, your knowledge is upgraded that much more. And you know that Bezdin can make a mistake, and therefore you have no business eating this piece of chaylev, realizing that all of your colleagues are making a mistake. In the previous case, then you're not part of the Bezdin. I'm not a Talmud, I'm not part of the Bezdin. I'm just a student. So therefore, if I make a mistake, no matter what mistake I make, we legitimize your mistake. We say, listen, the bottom line is, you're just an ordinary person. And Bezdin tells you that it's mutter, even though I know deep down in my heart Bezdin made a mistake. Who are you to question the Bezdin? Because you're not part of the Bezdin. Exactly, really answer your kasha.
So he's not really a wise guy.
Right. I'm not part of the Bezdin. I think that it's mutter. I know in my mind. I know in my mind. I know in my mind that it's Osir, but they're telling me that it's mutter. Really, you shouldn't do it. You really should be skeptical. Because if you really know that it's Osir, you really should not go ahead. But listen, I'm not a Bezin. I'm just an ordinary guy. Therefore, if a person does go ahead and he eats, knowing in his mind that really what I'm doing might very well be aser, and then he realizes that he made a mistake, Taki, he was right, it doesn't matter. Since you are not part of the Bezdin, you are not a student, you are just an ordinary, you're a layman, Mimela, you do not bring a private carbon, your kapara will come together with Klal Yisrael. But if you are part, you are a member of the Bezdin, if you're a student of the Bezdin, and you see that they're making a mistake, and you anyway go ahead and you eat from this product after the Pesach of the Bezdin is concluded, then you cannot say your kapara will be part of the kapara of the Klal Yisrael. You have to bring your own private carbon chatos.
Although the majority says otherwise.
Exactly. The majority says otherwise. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you, it's a very difficult case to understand, but you know for a fact that they are making a mistake and you were overruled. The Bezdin paskin that it's mutter, and you know that it's aser, being that you're part of the Bezdin, you have a higher degree of intelligence, therefore you should not continue to eat this piece of chalev when they told you that it's mutter, and if you do, by mistake, eat from this chalev, for whatever reason, you must bring your own private carbon
chatas.
What? A kivso or seira. That's for the tzibor. The par is for the tzibor. Only the bezin brings it, but the individual brings a kivso or seira. Okay, so this is the Mishnah. So then now the Mishnah includes zaklal hatolu biatzmai chayiv. A person is independent and he eats by accident, or lav dafka by accident. Over here, the accident means he makes a mistake in thinking that maybe if Bezin said it's mutter, I also can be matter, but you really know that it's aser, you're chayiv to bring your own private carbon chatos. Via toile bebezdin. But if you toile bebezdin, potter. Rashi, harez ze chayiv im neshul chtole ba mashe bezdin, ha vishay yodeh shetov, amin begemara, okay, we did it, we ha'isa, b'piatz me chayiv v'chay ras bezdin, potter. That's what it says in Mishnifel, it's chaz the Mishnifel, maybe it's chaz the Mishnifel one more time, inside, because the Gris Mish is the Yisrael for the whole Daf Gemara, and I think for a few Daf Gemara. Bezdin, one more time, an individual, so the individual here is not part of the Bezdin, he's an outsider, he's a layman. And what the Asa, and he does, he acts upon the Pesach of Bezdin, Shoigeik, he acts...
Even if he's one of them.
What?
Even if he's one of them, the commission specifically says, Bein Sha'asu,
The Gemara is going to address why we have all the three different cases. The Gemara is going to discuss, but let's just make it very simple. The Asa, over here we have an individual, and the individual does the Shoigek, he does it by accident, Al PM. That's a very vague expression, which basically means, according to what we need to know for this moment, it's going to be either going to be two different cases, one case, but the basic idea over here is the person knows deep down inside there's something wrong. I know deep down inside that this Bezdin is making a big mistake. And no, if they tell me to do it, I do it. And he does it. So even though he knows that they're making a mistake, therefore we would suggest that he should be separate from the Bezdin. So when the Bezdin ultimately wakes up and brings a par, helem dover shel tzibor, that should not include a kapara for him, because he knew that they were making a mistake. No, the halacha is he does not bring a private carbon chatos. His kapara will be part of the kapara of the Bezdin for Klal Yisrael, because he's only an outsider, he's just an ordinary person. And this is going to be true whether Bein Sha. Now, these are three different examples which the Gemara is going to say, while we need to give three different examples. Bein Sha Asu V'Asu Imohen, whether he ate the Chalev at the same moment they ate the Chalev. And if you eat at the same moment, then you really get swept away. Bein Sha Asu V'Asu Acharehen, if the Bezdin, in a diamond, when the Bezdin does something, does a Maisa. It's one thing to paskin theoretically. When Bezdin paskin and they themselves do a maisa, then that can really mislead a person. That can really impress a person that Bezdin's mamish is paskining in the halacha maisa. I also can do it. Bein sha'asu v'yosi ma'acharein, or bein sha'loyasu, they never paskin v'yosa. In all examples, potter, why? Mipnei shetola bebezdin. Because since...
Why talk about sha'loyasu? Why?
Why? Same thing, because they paskin.
No, once, why don't Nisa?
It's a big chiddush, even though Bezdin did not do it. They themselves, the people who rendered the decision, did not actually eat from the chalav, but their psak halacha went to the entire Klal Yisrael. So an individual
didn't want to eat it.
It never happened. They never had the opportunity. This case, you would argue, since they themselves never actually ate, so therefore it's not really called a psak halacha. And therefore, when the person on his own knows that what they're doing is also, the decision is also, he should be considered to be an independent party and should not be told in the Bezdin. Kamash, Mulan, it doesn't matter. Once Bezdin gives him the decision that it's mutter, and the individual follows that decision, he does not bring a private chatos, he's included in the psak of the Bezdin. But let us say the case is where one of the members of the Bezdin is the one who knows that the Bezdin is making a mistake. Let's have a Bezdin, the yoda echon mehen, one of the individual dayan of the Bezdin. Shato, oi Talmud, one of the students of the Bezdin, for who roi lohoira, not just Talmud, but a student that is roi to be one of the members, for holach v'os al pihen, nu, I know they're making a mistake. But if this is what they say, nu, I'm going to follow the pressure where everyone else is doing. So then Bain, and it makes no difference what the situation is, Bain Sha'asu, whether there is, there are different levels of a psak Bezdin. When Bezdin paskins and Bezdin actually acts upon the psak, ain't a doimer to when Bezdin does not act upon the psak. It's the same as how we show Salanta. And it's really very debate if it really ever happens. The big machal that ever happened is when there was how do you pronounce it, the machala? The sea?
Cholera.
Cholera. So he got up on Yom Kippur. So the big debate, if the mice ever happened, he got up on Yom Kippur. And he made kiddush. Some say after he made kiddush on Yom Kippur, and he ate. He made a bracha from the bima, and he ate. He ate on the bima, and the dayanim in the city. This he was not the rav. And we saw slanted. The dayanim in the city disagreed. They held only if you mamish, only if you weak, if you tired, if you weak, only then should you eat on Yom Kippur. He went and he went against the rabbanim in the city. That's as a shayl how far he went, and he. On the bima, on Yom Kippur, in shul, he made a bracha and he ate food on Yom Kippur to show you're allowed to eat. Don't put yourself in sakana. So ein doime, shol slant, getting on the bima, the shock of making a bracha and eating, then getting on the bima, making an arabosai. If you're weak, you can eat. Okay, so people are not going to eat so quickly. No one wants to be the first guy to go eat if they feel weak on Yom Kippur. But when he himself goes and eats Yom Kippur, if he chose Salanter, it makes an impression. It's the same exact thing over here. If the Bezdin paskins, Chelev is mutter, this shtikel Chelev from this Pariyam is mutter, and the Bezdin themselves eats it, they eat it, oh wow, Bezdin's eating it, aha. So Bezdin's eating it, so therefore, who am I to disagree? So Chelev, when I eat the Chelev, so you can go both ways. If you're a layman, so certainly you're going to say to the guy that the layman is going to be part of the tzibur because I'm not going to go up against the Bezdin. But even if you're, but what about if you're a dayan? So if you're a dayan, so if all the other members of the Sanhedrin are so clear in their mind that it's mutter, atke the kach, where they actually eat the chalef, they eat it, so who am I to go disagree with her?
She says,
so,
so
even in that case, the halacha is, we play these three scenarios both ways, because they are chutz and chumas. There are three different scenarios. There's a scenario where Bezdin, the imamish, eat based upon their psak. There's a scenario where Bezdin doesn't eat, but they're eating, he's eating with them. That's even more powerful because of the peer pressure. The peer pressure is even more powerful. Then there's eating afterwards, and then they don't even eat altogether. In all of these, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha remains the same in both extremes. If you are a layman, then you do not bring your own private carbon chatas, even though deep down you know they are making a mistake. And if they are making a mistake, then why are you doing it? I'm not part of them. They're making a mistake. I know the halacha, so why am I doing it? I'm an independent person who's making a mistake on my own. So then you should bring your own private carbon chatas. Kamashman, we do not say that. If you are a layman and Bezdin paskins that it's mutter, in every single circumstance, you do not bring a private carbon chatas. You are totally in the Bezdin. However, if you're part of the Bezdin, or your Talmud that's Roy Lohoira, and you know the Bez is making a mistake, you mechuyev to be an independent thinker on the Bez thing. And in Mele, just because all of your colleagues, they pass in one way, you know they're wrong, so you have no right to act on their psak, even though it's the majority psak, and you're entitled because you're a member of the Sanhedrin. And now if you go ahead and you do eat, you cannot be toilet your kapara in the kapara of the tzibu, the par, you have to bring your own private carbon chatas. Okay, that's
even though you're not a shaggy.
Even though what?
You're not really a shaggy.
You're not a shaggy. You're not. Why you not? You not. You not. Well, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. You are shaygig, because it's a different type of shaygig. The normal type of shaygig is I don't know that it's chelef. Here the shaygig is I know it's chelef, but maybe it's mutter. Maybe it's because Bezdin paskin that it's mutter. It's a different type of shaygig. The Gemara is going to discuss that right now. Two different types of shayg. One is when we're talking against more, the shayg over here, the shayg that we need to focus on, at least to clarify the issue, even though the Gemara is going to present both shayg, is it's a different, I know it's chelev, but the shkoga is, it's mutter. Why is chelev mutter? Ah, the bezin says it's mutter, it's mutter. It's a different type of shayg. Hello, you with me? Okay, Omar Shmuel. Okay, now we're going to go and delve into this much more. The first thing more goes to a technicality. Before we get back into the lumbus, we first just must clarify a technicality that the par helim davar shel tzibur is only when Bezdin says halacha lemaisa, when the issue of, it's not theoretical, it's not they're debating and this, they have to come out and render the decision lemaisa. So he have two different versions of what is halacha lemaisa. Tanakhama says, you say the word mutadin aten, you are permitted. That alone is considered to be a directive. Go ahead. Proceed to eat the meat, to eat the chelas. Rav Dimi min hardama, that's not sufficient. They have to add one more word. At shayomu lohem mutadim atem la'asois. Okay, just saying mutamata means maybe it's mutter. You know how many people are calling up today, the OU and all the kasha organizations that have Shiloh for Pesach, all the different shas have in the hotels.
Oh, wow.
All different foods they call up. I know a guy in Taridas, a guy who was one of the shem, he was on the phone with Belsky the entire Chol HaMoed, all the horror stories that are going on in the hotel. And the end was he picked himself up and he went home. He left in the middle because the place was mamish. One of these hotels was chametz gomer.
And the thing that's mutter has to say the thing that's mutter also.
Last says
what it is.
Exact fun. What it is. So if it's just because they tell you it's mutter, mutter just means l'chayr it's mutter. Bottom line, is it mutter or also? Don't tell me l'chayr, maybe it'll be not. Don't tell me, don't leave it hanging. Yes or no. Don't tell me l'chayr. I have people over here waiting online to eat the food. Lasos. Okay, you gotta say, well, no room for error. So that's the two opinions here in the Gemara. Rav Dimi says it's enough to say mutadim. According to Tanakhama, Shmuel says it's enough to say mutadim aten. And Rav Dimi says you have to say another word mutadim aten la'asais. My taima lifi shle nigmin ha'chayra, because the chayra is not called complete until you say the word la'asais. Amar Abayi, what do you say every day in the Havaraba? The same b'lebein l'havim l'has l'shmoy l'lum l'amir l'shmar v'la'asois u'l'kayim. Okay, yeah, v'la'asois. V'la'asois.
The Bezin themselves comes to their own hachlota. The Bezin comes to a decision, and they make a decision.
That's the machlokes. Is it reversible?
Like nigrum harot? They
never said that.
Now, subsequent to that,
that's the machlokes. Shmuel Rav Dimi. Inechnami. So lomdus machlokes. What is called the bottom line? Inechnami. There's a lot of hetif lomdus. I don't know. He was way over my head. But basically, the machlokes. So what is called the gemara? The psak is a psak saying mutadin aten. Is that already significant? Obviously, there's more. There's more clarity that is rendered with the word la'asois. Okay, you have to go and look at how Bezdin paskes different the legal decisions of Bezdin. Sometimes they're very vague. Sometimes you have a decision of a court, even at Lahavdul, Elif, Alfi Avdolis, the court, to have this as Maisim Mechol Yom. When the court decides something, the secular court, it's not so clear. Well, what is the decision? And that's why subsequently other courts who use this decision as a precedent, they dray azoy and azoy and azoy. If it's not clear cut, it's not going to be good. So therefore, there are different levels of clarity in psak. Now here we're going to compare me'inyin le'inyin, the case of a zokin mamre. A zokin mamre is chayiv misa. When he goes back home and he paskins the people not like what Bezin told them to do. So the shaila is, what does he teach? He has to paskin. It's not enough to zokin mamre to go and give a shir. The Sanhedrin tells him that something is his osir. And he goes back and he gives a shir kloli, right. And the shir kloli comes out that it's mutter. You know, you give very nice, you're a big rashid, you give a shir kol, and you come out, and you go mafapal nesugya, and you come out and it's mutter, but you never told the Talmidim to go in the dining room.
They have branches of Judaism.
What?
They have branches of Judaism going
there. Okay, but don't, as long as the Zokin Mamri does not come out and render a psak halacha lemaisa, he can go give a shir kol and come out that it's mutter, but not a lemaisa.
What? Himself doesn't listen.
No. He has to pass him. He has to pass him. Maybe it's machloi, because partially he has to pass him. Chazar li'iroi, shana, the limate, and he gives a shir. He learns the limate, and he teaches. Kiderach Shalimet, the same way he disagreed before with the Bezdin, the Pesach of the Bezdin. Bezdin Paskin, that something is awesome. And he is summoned to Bezdin. The Bezdin tells him, you're wrong, it's awesome. Don't go past, don't go teach it, it's mutter. And he goes back home to his yeshiva, and he gives a shir, and in the shir he shows the lundis of why it's mutter. He's mamish achum chutzef. Bezdin told him it's awesome. Potter. He's potter from Misa, because he did not render a halachic decision. But let's say he goes back to the yeshiva, and it's hoira la'asois, and he renders a decision that this is what people should do, halacha l'maisa, la'asuk yeshmaitz alim z'l'chasa, then chayiv misa.
The pasuk says, v'ish asher yaseh
b'zodah. Yaseh, that doesn't mean it's yaseh, means the pasuk for other people to do. Yaseh for other people to go do. For us to do it. So therefore, what do we learn from this halacha? When it comes to a zokin mamre, it has to be a hoira la'asois. So the Gemara is suggesting, when it comes to the sugi of a par helam davar shel tzibor, it must be a hoira la'asois, not just am mutarin aten. Mutarin aten may mean it's only like it's like a sheer calling. It's not mamish psak halacha. Omar Rabbi Abba afananami tani. Never third makar. Another, no, second makar. Now, here's a very, very interesting case. A woman is an aguna, one witness comes and testifies that your husband died. Only one witness comes. So, therefore, what is halacha? Bezin Paskins, an aguna.
Is that special? I thought it has to be.
No, an aguna, one is good. That's a special. There's a whole Torah on this.
An aguna is an exception? One is enough?
Yes, it's Pelta Gazach.
Okay,
it's a Pelta Gazach. An aguna, there's not for now. It's a whole sugi to itself. We have an aguna here that Bezin listens to Neinechot, and Bezin Paskins. Will he not say the woman can remarry?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are they passing that she can remarry?
Yeah.
Now notice it's a little hoyula. The word hoyula means they pass the not say of halacha, and she goes kulkula, and then she has out of wedlock a relations with a man. She's like a zayna.
So we find out retroactively her husband is alive.
So she goes. She's a mizana. She goes and she has an asik with a person out of wedlock, and then the halacha the kulkula. And then she discovered, and then her husband's alive.
Yeah.
So therefore, now the child, does she have to bring a carbon chatos for being mezane with, she's an ashes ishazinsa. An ashes ishazinsa to show you. Bezin told his mother.
Yeah.
So let me give you the barakas. What happens if she takri marries? Bezin says, okay, your husband died, we have one woman, we pass him, you're allowed to remarry, does remarry. Forget about the kids. The kids are mom's no matter what. The kids are getting sucking. But let's say she goes and she's remarried. So let's say she goes and she remarries. And she has no children. Make it very, she has no children yet. No children. So every bila is a bila's nus.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes out, her husband walks in. Husband walks in, the living dead. He walks in, there he is. Shalom Aleichem, here I am. I'm alive. Okay, he comes in.
One or
so therefore, bila, so therefore, one. The child, does she have to carbon chatas? No. Why not?
If you're relying on Bezin.
Nensa. Why not? Because Bezin told me I can get married. Right. Bezin gave me permission. If she does not bring a carbon chatos, but let's say she does not get married, and instead she becomes a zayna.
Yeah.
So therefore, did Bezin give her permission to become a zayna? Bezin gave her permission to remarry.
Right.
Bezin did not give her permission to become a zayna.
So therefore,
she has to bring a carbon chatos.
That was for Bezin. She didn't intend.
Bezin told her she can. Bezin told her husband is dead.
To be a zayna.
Bezin told her that her husband is dead. Therefore, she can remarry.
Right.
She passed, but they can remarry. And then it turns out that her husband then she did not remarry. Instead, she did averus.
Yeah.
And then her husband walks in. So the child is, does she bring a carbon chatos for all of the averus that she has done? If she would have remarried, she would definitely not bring a carbon chatos.
Because
Bezin told her that that's what she should do. But she did not listen to the words of Bezin. She went and she was mezane. She went and she did averos. So for the averos, she had no permission to do that. Memela, now when it turns out that her husband is really loved, she has to bring a carbon chatos for every single bila.
It's amazing that the chatos would help.
Why? The only reason why she did this was because she thought her husband died.
Had she
known her husband was alive, she would be an HS.
She
would never have done it. Right.
And so Aiden would have. If Aiden came and told her, also she had to bring her own chatos.
Two witnesses.
She's not relying on Bezin.
She's relying upon Bezin. It's a very unique halacha. This is an unbelievable sugya.
She would never betray her husband if he.
Right, if her husband was still alive. It's an unbelievable gemara. So halacha v'kugel v'chayev v'karben. So why? So here's the keywords of the gemara, and this is very hard to understand. This shaloi hitiru lo ela lihi nasei. So what's the raya? There's a very unbelievable raya. The gemara's raya. You see so far how far you go la'asois. This is a raya of la'asoy. It's unbelievable gemara. Unbelievable raya. Linasay. Because here the gemara is making the equivalence. If the halach is mutar not, go back to the case of the chaylef. Shiloh, what was the original shiloh? Bezin says, I have chaylef. From this part of the animal, there's a certain piece of fat. We have a dilemma. Is it a chaylef or shiloh? Bezin says, mutarin aten. It's mutar. But they don't say the word la'asoyz. If they say mutar aten, that's a vague psak. Right. That's a vague psak. That would be equivalent, the Gemara is saying, equivalent to Bezin telling the Isha, listen, your husband is dead. Your husband is dead. It's like mutarin aten, your mutar. It's like listen, a witness comes and says that your husband died. Okay, so your mutar. It's vague. Oh, and vague is enough? And vague is enough? So just like mutarin aten is enough in order that no longer do individuals bring a carbon chatas, we now bring the power helam davar, so to an isha, if Bezin says your husband died, and you can do whatever you want, and if she does an aveira, she'll be potter from a carbon chatas. Because Bezin told her she's a mutter. But now that this price says, no. Bezin says, unbelievable rights, it's dakosh of dakosh of the boy's rights. Bezin is telling her, your mutter to marry. We're permitting you, it's a whole new opening in the sugi of Aguna. We're permitting you to remarry. We're not permitting you just you're just do whatever you want. No, we're not allowing you. When they say you're permitted to remarry, that is equivalent to la'asois. Uh-huh. We're giving you very specific instructions. If she does not remarry, and she does an Aveira, and then her husband walks in alive, she's Aveira Kamachatos. You're fully responsible for your deeds. You're fully responsible. You're fully responsible. So therefore, you see that when Bezin Paskins, it's La'asois. There's a specificity. It's very specific in what they're telling her to do. So just like it comes at an Afkamina here in the case of an Aguna, of if it's lihina se or stamazah, you're no longer an eshes ish, the nafkin mina will be when it comes to the par helam davar shel tzibar, if bezin stam paskin it's mutter, or bezin paskin mutter la'asois. The nafkin mina is a little bit different. It's a different nafkin mina, but the concept is all rooted in the same exact site. What? It's a right amount of that says that avdim they need la'asois. The halach is a little bit different. The nafkin mina is different in each case, but it's all rooted in the same story. What exactly does Bezin say? Does Bezin say stam mutarin, or does Bezin say la'asois? If you say la'asois, there's much more specific detail that is given.
I mean, I can see that mutarim atem is also, mutar linose is also mutar atem. You could touch up that
okay, expression. There's another mahalach. That's a long shavuot. You have to go
mine. Why is it if she remarries?
Yeah.
She doesn't bring a chatas?
Because Bezin told her. She's not her fault. It's like an oinus. Oinus rachmana patre. The only time you bring a carbon chatas is only when you're in accident. It's not oinus.
But she still has to do tshuva because of...
Okay, that's another issue. Well, that's a separate sugya. But over here, the question of chatas, so if you see over here, then only when they told her to remarry, but not to go and do an aveira. So that's a second. Raya heard Bezin la'avar, that's because of the Torah. The more of that says, v'su... Amaravina, raya number three, that it must be la'asois. Af ananamitinina, hoyu bezin la'avor, bezin paskin la'avor, achas b'kol mitzvah samuris b'toira. It says, bezin paskin la'avor, achas mikol mitzvois, our Mishnah. It says explicitly, achas mikol, what's all the redundancy? What is all this verbosity? Look at Rashi. Rashi here says, No, this is Perik Ilah HaNechanok, sorry. Hor bezin la'avor, the mashma hor bezin la'asois, the word la'avor. The word la'avor, Rashi, there's Rashi. Rashi, right across, la'avor. The word la'avor is the key word here. Why does it say in the Mishnah, hoyu bezin la'avor? All that you say in the Mishnah is, hoyu bezin al achas mikol mitzvahs. Why do you need the word la'avor? The Mishnah would have been sufficient for the Mishnah to write, hoyu bezin al achas mikol mitzvahs famuras batorah. Bezdin paskin regarding one of the mitzvahs. Why does the Mishnah hear the word la'avor? La'avor means to transgress. The word la'avor here has a connotation of a degree of being very specific in this matter. Look at Rashi. Hoyu bezin la'avor. Dimashma Hoyru Bezdin La'asois. The Eino Gemuro Hoyru Osam Achayomu Mutodim Atem La'asois. That's the connotation of the word La'avor. La'avor is a more powerful word that was not necessary, and the fact that it is injected into the Mishnah indicates there is a degree of specificity. Yes.
Tevila meaning that it's permissible.
That's the connotation of the word la'avar. And now the Gemara says, Visu loy midi. There's nothing more to this. Then you have this expression.
We just said that recently.
No, that's according to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi says la'asos.
So lava is as if Bezin said mutoran?
No, lava is as if said mutoran matan la'asos.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because la'avar, why do we need the word la'avar? The word lavar is not necessary.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
So it's more specific. And the Gemara becomes maskana v'sula. Immediately, there is nothing more to discuss. Period. Okay. So it comes that now the Gemara has brought three very solid rayos to show that when it says in the Mishnah that you've when Bezin passed on chilev is mutar, it's not just enough for them to say the chilev is mutar. They have to say la'asos. There's been no room for doubt to be very specific. We brought three very nice rayos. One from Zokin Mamre. One from the sugya of an aguna, and one from the Mishnah itself, from the word la'avar.
How is Shmuel going to defend himself?
He's in trouble, Shmuel. Like all of us. Some say, Omar Shmuel said, Ein bezn chaymat shiyom l'rem mutamate atam la'asai, it's pumpaket. In this version, it's pumpaket. We're switching it around. Shmuel's the one that's a la'asai.
No, the other one.
Avdim yemenad omar afilu mutamatem. Nigmur hoi ra. Omar abaya. Mutamatem. Now the Gemara says, mutar matem, yimutar. Even that is nigmar hayra. If Bezin says words mutar matem, that is the end of the hayra.
Yeah.
And the Mela that triggers the possibility to bring a par helam davar shel tzibur. Omer Abaya, Abaya sakasha v'ho loy tnan hachi. It says we're going to be three rayas now.
Unusual way of how the Gemara is setting
this up. Is a whole different sprach.
I'm saying how they're setting it up. Just said, it's like we said, Toshma.
Okay. The sprach and the sechel of Horios is very different. It's a different type of sech. Okay, right. Holachki, that concludes this Gemara. So therefore.
It's interesting, Gemara doesn't deal with the other.
The answer to the kasha. Right.
How he's going to.
Shmuel of Dimi, therefore, the bottom line here is the Gemara. One thing is for certain, the Gemara's maskana is. It must be la'asos.
Yeah.
It must be la'asos. Just saying mutamatim is not sufficient. Of three rayas, aguna, zokin mamre, and the Mishnah that says the word la'avor. Every time you hear the word la'avor, it's not the same anymore. The word la'avor now has a whole new meaning now. Fine. For holach, now we go to our sugi that we started with. Holach v'yachay yachay v'yachay 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 v'yachay. Okay? So here we have an individual. And the individual, he's a layman. He's not a member of the Bezdin. And he knows deep down in his heart the Bezin has made a mistake. Okay, now I told you when we started with the Mishnah that this expression, I told you it was Maskana, but there will be at least one approach. But this expression of Shoigeg, the Osa Shoigeg Alpien, is a very vague expression. We until now discussed the meat, the part that the main issue, but over here there's another side example. V'holachayochad v'osa ashoig alpiyam. Frek the Gemara. What's this vague expression, the osa shoigeg alpiyam? V'nisne v'osa alpiyam.
Yeah.
Okay, cut to the chase.
Yeah.
And for the Gemara.
It's wordy, that's all.
Right, what is going on? And if it's shoig lamali.
Yeah.
I'm a Rava, so it's telling you this. Really, there are two cases here in the Braisa. Case in the Mishnah. Case number one. Amarava shayeg lasuye. They teach you the following case. Lasuye hoyru bezdin shachelav mutter. V'neschalif lechelav b'shumen v'acholoy potter is also going to be potter. In other words, a whole new case that we did not discuss until now. Here's the chiddush. You have a layman.
I need the Mishnah to teach me this.
Yes, you do. Why? You do because let's explain this. There's a lot of lamnas here. Now, remember, let's just want to review. Until now, I told you that the case was we have a layman. He's not part of the Bezin, but deep down in his heart, he knows that they are wrong. He knows they're definitely wrong. Okay, now the Gemara is switching gears. We're dealing with an Am Haaretz. He knows from nothing. Zero, zilch, zippo. He's just an ordinary guy. He knows nothing. And he gets a text, Bez and Paskins, that this piece of chaylev is mutter. This piece is mutter. Give all the gifts, mutter, it's mutter. He goes into the restaurant, and they put on the table shumin. What he thinks is
permissible,
not chaylev, permissible fat. So now, and he goes and eats it. Harvez shechaylev mutter v'nischaf lechaylev b'shumin v'acholoi. And he eats it. So they put on the table.
Who's this going on this Khaled and they switched?
An individual walks into a restaurant and they put on the table what they're telling him is shuman.
Yeah.
Is shuman, is fat.
So permissible. How do you touch it? Is chalev like shuman?
And the chalev that Bezdin paskind is mutter.
Yeah, yeah.
Got exchanged by accident with a piece of fat that is not called chela. It's not called chela.
So this
something doesn't. I know, but so they got no. So it's not. So what happened? So therefore, what is he really eating? What are they serving him in the restaurant? No. In the restaurant, they're serving him the truth. The truth. They're serving him the chelev that Bezdin just paskin is permitted. That's what they're serving him in the restaurant.
An individual
walks into a restaurant and they put down in front of him a piece of fat.
Yeah.
It happens to be this is the piece of fat which Bezdin 5 minutes ago Paskin is permitted.
Right.
But they tell him this is not, we're not serving you the fat that Bezdin Paskin is permitted. We're serving you permissible fat.
Shuman. Okay.
Shuman. And he eats it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they tell him, guess what you ate? We made a mistake. And you know what you ate? What you ate was the fat that Bezdin 5 minutes ago paskin that is osur.
Yeah.
Bezdin 5 minutes ago told you that it's permitted.
Yeah.
So the guy says, okay, I'm not chayiv to bring a carbon chatas, because since the whole Klal Yisrael is anyway eating this today, and the whole Klal Yisrael is all going to achieve their atonement through the power of Helam Levashal Tzibar, I too will achieve my atonement from the power of Levashal Tzibar. So long Klal Yisrael, the merchant says, Eina Chanani. There's a tremendous chiddush in this. The Gemara is talking about debate this issue. No, you don't have a right to say that your atonement is going to be included in the Klal Yisrael. Because the only reason why you ate this was because you thought it was shuman. You didn't realize that you're eating forbidden fat. You thought you're eating shuman. You're eating permissible fat. So just because now it turns out that indeed you ate forbidden fat.
You didn't rely on the Bezdin.
You can't rely on the Bezdin.
You weren't relying on the Bezdin to begin with.
Because you thought, what were you thinking? You were thinking that it's permissible fat.
Now that I ate the chaylev.
So you have no right to rely upon this. Kamash Malon the Mishnah.
It's still.
Kamash and incredible, which the Gemara is going to debate who says it's correct. Who says this is correct? But the Gemara is saying that that's exactly what the Mishnah is shoygeig. The word shoyg is teaching you that even in this case where you thought you were eating shuman, it turns out that you're really eating the chelev, which the Bezdin Paskin is mutter, and Bezdin Ascharot, it's talking not mutter, it's talking lesser. Even in this case where you're not relying upon the Bezdin, you're going to be exempt, you do not bring a private carbon chatas.
The question is, how can we ask, waiter, give me shuman? I don't want chaylev, and they thought
it doesn't make a difference. Right now, what the person is not too much lumness. So the person, in his mind, what is he eating? In my mind, I'm eating shuman. I'm eating permissible fat, shuman. So you're not relying upon the Pesach HaBez then. So when it turns out now that you did an Avera, you can't go say, oh, you would think that you should be
Chayav Karbon Chatas.
Kamash Milan, the Mishnah, Shoyge. Isn't that an incredible Chiddush?
Yeah.
It's an incredible Chiddush. So when it's Chav Lechel Chav Shuman, V'achol Lepater. Potter. Period. Now, when it says Al Pihem, this is the way we learn Pshat in the Mishnah. Why I said Al Pihem, I told you this Pshat, Al Pihem Mamish, which means you're a real shrewd Talmud Chacham, but you're not part of the Bezdin. And you know what in the world is going on. Bezdin is making a big mistake. All right, listen, if they make a mistake, I'm going to eat it. And you eat it, since you're not part of the Bezdin, you're exempt. That is the way we explain the Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah, but now the Gemara is coming in a new case, an entirely new case, by breaking apart the word Shoygeik, from the word al pihem.
Right.
Period. Vigadiyam is some say, whatever it says, Sheikh al pihem hu depart. No, pumfakert. It's one case. Whoever told you that it's two separate cases? Because in Echonami, the Chiddush is too big of a Chiddush. It's taka too big of a Chiddush. If you taka, they're serving you Shuman. And then it turns out, you think it's Shuman, it turns out it's really Tzchelif, you cannot rely upon the Pesach of the Bez, then it's Mutter. Because that's not why I ate it. The reason why I ate this is because I thought it was Shuman. I can't be I have to be my own Kamechatas. Oh, but it says the Mishnah Shoigeg. That's exactly the point of the Mishnah. Right. The Mishnah is coming to the Pumfaket. Dafka Shoigeg al Pihem. But let's say it's a Shoigeg that's not al Pihem, then Taka Yechayv al Kamechatas.
Pumfaket. Even Rashi said his key words before. V'ilu misyade le the chelev hu. Well, I have a hadabed.
Then you can't. You can't do that.
Yeah.
So that's a debate how you learn these words. The word shoig is nest. Either the word shoig is going to be a separate case to the
Shmish Gush. You can't do that.
Well, pumfa keret. It's bedaf telling you don't say that.
It goes together.
It's one case. Exactly. Milsa, the shita, leila, what was pashed through the
revelation.
You chayiv your own private carbon chatas. You chayiv to bring up a kivso or a seira. You cannot rely upon the power helam davar. This that Rav held was pashit. He came with a maskana. Of course, the chayiv of private carbon chatas was a dilemma. Kamboy leila, mori bar chama. The boy or chama bezin, bhori bezin shechel mutter. Vinis chalav leib shuman v'acholoy maru. That was his debate. He did not know what the halacha is.
Which case are we going on? Which going on? The first case?
No, the second case. This case. Is he chayv a private carbon chadas when he thought he was eating shuman? He thought he was eating shuman, but then what was it really? It really was the chaylev, which bezed in paskin his mutter.
Right.
So that was he, Rava, did not know what the halacha was. Rava did know the halacha. Rava paskin that he chayv a carbon chadas, but Rami Bar Chama did not know he had a dilemma. He was not clear what the halacha would be. Vaita. Omar Rava Toshma. So now let's try to bring right to this. Halacha Toshma Halach Yochid Va'asa Shoig Al Piyam. So that he's going to try to bring right. We have this dilemma. So Rava had a dilemma, and Rava is now going to try to mafalpel different rayas and shas. When rayas, what the halacha would be in such a case of when a schalif the shuman with the chelav. Toshma Halach Yochid Va'asa Shoig Al Piyam V'chulu. So he wants him to die. Shoig al piem lomali. Why do we need the word shoig al piem lomali? Rav had this dilemma. Rav, when you have the Mishnah, la doesn't mean la suy choyu bezin shechel mutter neschalaf lechel b'shumin v'achol l'pater. No, dil m'shoig al piem gudu pater neschalaf lechel b'shumin v'achol l'chayiv.
Fine.
This is impossible. This used to be many blood. It's very, very hard. It's very, very involved.
You did a great job.